Convection. Convection is the transfer of thermal energy by the circulation or movement of a fluid, liquid, or gas. Figure 4.17. In the fire environment, convection usually involves the transfer of heat through the movement of hot smoke and fire gases. Heat transfer. As with all heat transfer, the heat flows from the hot fire gases to the cooler structural surfaces, building contents, and air. Movement. Convection may occur in any direction. Vertical movement is due to the buoyancy of smoke and fire gases. Lateral movement is usually the result of pressure differences. Movement from high to low pressure. Convection is dependent upon three factors. Area being heated. The extent of the area exposed to hot gases impacts how much heat is transferred. Temperature gradient. The greater the difference in temperature between the hot gases and the cooler materials, the more intense the heat transfer. Gases behavior. The turbulence and velocity of moving gases. The more turbulent or faster moving the gases, the more effectively they can transfer heat. Radiation. Radiation is the transmission of energy as electromagnetic waves, such as light waves, radio waves, or X-rays, without an intervening medium. Figure 4.18. Radiant heat can become the dominant mode of heat transfer as the fire grows in size and can have a significant effect on the ignition of objects located some distance from the fire. Radiant heat transfer is also a significant factor in fire development and spread in compartments. Radiation. Transmission of energy as electromagnetic waves can become dominant mode of heat transfer as fire grows. Can significantly affect objects located a distance from the fire. Significant factor in compartment fire development and spread. Influencing factors of radiant heat transfer. Nature of the exposed surfaces. Dark-colored materials emit and absorb heat more effectively than light-colored materials. Smooth or highly polished surfaces reflect more radiant heat than rough surfaces. Distance. The distance between the heat source and the exposed surfaces. Increasing distance reduces the effect of radiant heat. Figure 4.19. Temperature of the heat source. Unlike other methods of heat transfer that depend on the temperature of both the heat source and exposed surface, radiant heat transfer primarily depends on the temperature of the heat source. As the temperature and heat release rate of the heat source increases, the radiant energy also increases. Figure 4.20. Properties of radiant heat. As an electromagnetic wave, radiated heat energy travels in a straight line at the speed of light, e.g., the heat of the sun. The energy travels at the speed of light from the sun through space, a vacuum, until it strikes and warms the surface of the earth. Radiant heat from a fire can ignite objects far from the actual flames by traveling through air spaces, which would otherwise impede conduction and convection. Radiation and fire growth. Radiation is a common cause of exposure fires. A fire resulting from another fire outside that building, structure, or vehicle, or a fire that extends to an outside property from a building, structure, or vehicle. As a fire grows, it radiates more energy, which other objects absorb as heat. In large fires, the radiated heat can ignite buildings or other fuel packages a considerable distance away. Radiated heat travels through vacuums and air spaces that would normally disrupt conduction or convection. Materials that reflect, absorb, or scatter radiated energy will disrupt the heat transmission. While flames emit considerable radiant energy, so can hot smoke and fire gases in the upper layer of a fire environment. Interaction among the methods of heat transfer. The methods of heat transfer rarely occur individually during a fire. The fire radiates heat, causes convection of heat through hot fuel gases, and conducts heat through burning materials or metals that are involved in the fire. Convected heat and radiated heat that reaches walls and ceilings heat those surfaces which, in turn, begin to conduct heat to whatever extent possible based on the material's thermal conductivity, Table 4.6. One side of the object is warm and slowly warms through the object, until the opposite side is of equal temperature with the heated side. A heated surface will then, in turn, begin to radiate heat which could lead to ignition, combustion, convection, and so on. This cycle continues until interrupted. The longer a firefighter remains in a heated environment, the more their PPE will absorb heat, gradually conducting it inward due to its low thermal conductivity, until the interior matches the exterior temperature. An example of this interaction is how your PPE absorbs heat during interior operations. Convected and radiated heat will begin to heat the exterior of your PPE. The longer you are in the heated environment, the more heat that surface will absorb. The PPE has low thermal conductivity, so it will conduct heat slowly. However, eventually, the interior surface of the PPE will heat to the same level as the exterior. Wherever the gear is compressed against skin or underclothing, heat will be conducted faster. Table 4.7 shows various responses of human skin and PPE as they are heated. Where the PPE is not in contact, it will radiate heat to the insulating air layer between your body and the interior surface of the gear. This transferred heat can cause heat stress and will eventually cause PPE to fail. The heat absorption and buildup in PPE is a direct result of all of the heat transfer methods acting at the same time,